This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Let me apologize ahead of time for my audio. I forgot to bring a microphone with me on the road to New York. And so that is, I'm using my AirPods. So don't blame me, blame Steve Jobs. Did he have anything to do with the AirPods, you think? I'm sure he had the blueprints.
Yeah, I think he just drew things and then smarter people made them.
Apparently, he definitely came out after he died. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the AirPod? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he just tried to put a couple of nanos in his ears. Wasn't that the thing, nanos? I kind of missed the circle thing where...
like that. Oh, that was a very satisfying... that little clicky click.
And the BlackBerry, the sounds of the clicks.
Oh yeah, the BlackBerry. I never did. You had a BlackBerry before?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing real estate, so you know.
Oh, you had to have one. Back in real estate.
Right after I got the Sidekick.
Oh yeah, wait, the one that goes like over, Roger.
Oh no, that's the Nextel.
Nextel.
The Sidekick.
Oh, okay.
The Sidekick.
You go flip. You like.
Yeah. Your razor? Do you remember when you got a razor? I mean, that was
Seventh grade when I started shaving my legs. No, I never had a razor phone, ever.
What?
No, never had one. I never had a flip phone. I don't think. Maybe once it had like a little flip over it, but it wasn't a flip where the voice part was in the flip. It was just covering. But you know what I liked was T9 texting. Oh yeah, I remember my first phone. The ring was da 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 da. I love that ring. I wish I could get it back. It was unique and no one else had it, and I really liked it. Yeah, T9. I love texting with T9. Do you remember that?
I don't remember. What is T9?
Well, so T9 was if I was writing babe, I would do 2-2 to get the AB. Then you wait a second, then you go 2.
2-2 again to get B, and then E would be 3-3.
I mean, the patience we had back then.
I could do it so fast. Do you ever do the thing where you kind of just like...
Smart type?
I don't even know. You do like, you on your keyboard, you don't hit them individually. You just kind of go, like you like do a...
No, I've never done that.
You trace it.
I've never traced.
You can guess it.
Oh. I never, it's like the cursive of computer.
Yes. Can you do cursive?
Yeah, I'm a cursive guy. I can't do a Z, obviously, or a uppercase Q, but
no, you know how to do that. It's just a 2.
It's whatever. All I know is that I remember I had a cell phone in college, and I would talk to my girlfriend at night for an extra like 300 minutes over whatever the amount was. And I just remember my dad being like, "Yeah, we lost our house because you're crying on the phone at night about apparently my divorce to your girlfriend."
Cry about your divorce to your girlfriend or your parents?
I think
divorce?
I probably tried to have her feel sorry for me so I could finally get my dick out of my pants.
What a lost soul you were. I got to see your parents or your dad in your stepmom's house. We were in Florida this weekend. We drove through on our way from Fort Lauderdale to Jacksonville, drove through and stopped at your dad's house. Did you know that we were going to drive past it like 10 minutes away from it? Because you just asked like 20 minutes before we get there. You're like, "Oh, by the way, my dad lives 10 minutes away. Can we stop?" Like, were you scared to ask me a day before? Like, why did you wait till the last second? I'm just really,
I was
kind of confused by that.
I don't think I'm scared to ask you. I just think that like, one, my dad's recovering from hip surgery. Two, I'm recovering from COVID. Three, I just thought we didn't really necessarily going to have time.
Yes.
I didn't know what time we were going to leave in the morning.
Right.
You know, it's a long drive to Jacksonville. So I guess all those things included, I just didn't think that I would stop. And then also I didn't know how long we would stop and whatever.
Right, right. So then when we got close, you were just feeling it and you were like, "Oh, this could actually work." And that's why you brought it up then.
Yeah. I was like, I knew how excited he'd be.
Yes. He was so excited. He was touched. He got teary eyed.
Yeah. It was nice. It was, you know, I don't get down there that often. You know,
Does he really have a farm?
It was like a petting zoo, Noah. It was wild.
What?
Andrew didn't tell me that before we stopped. He was just like, "You want to go to..." Like, I love Andrew's family. I don't like touring homes. I just don't care about homes. His home was actually... I thought their estate was going to be so big that I would have to, like, see every... Like, it would be just like... It would be like touring Graceland. Like, I would need, like, you know, an audio, like, system to put on that would take me through a tour of it. But it was really, like... It was minimal in a beautiful way, and it was actually really fun to see inside. But if you would have told me there were goats and a donkey, I would have been like, "Yeah, please, let's go. I'm dying to go."
I mean, I would think seeing my dad is more important than a donkey, but the donkey is pretty.
No,
it was
you
a
know
mini
that
donkey.
Petting zoos, someone's parents. No offense, your parents are great. So are my parents. But no one ever wants to see parents. Can we just be like, Noah wanting to see my parents in Arizona? Really? Like, I just don't understand it. I don't care who your parents are. I would rather not see your parents. Is that rude,
Nikki,
to say?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
It's
goes
definitely
for
rude.
Literally,
no, it's different because
parents.
I see my parents once every 2 years. You see your parents once every 2 days. Like, there's a difference. Mm. If I'm driving by,
I'm not saying for you. We stopped because you do need to see your parents, and I didn't realize that. But the thing is, if it was that important to you, why didn't you fit it in and ask us sooner? Like, that's why I was kind of like, if this is so important, why is it coming up? Like, can we stop at this rest stop to go to the bathroom? Like, it was literally sooner than I usually ask to stop for Starbucks.
Maybe there was part of me that was like, well, if I put it on her last second, she'll be more inclined to do it than dread it 3 days ahead of. Okay, I got you. You got worked. No, I didn't manipulate you.
No, I really, but it is. I mean, like, I'm not a cruel person. If you go, "Hey, I..."
You
never
literally
see my
said,
parents.
Nikki, you said, when I go, "Do you want to stop?" You said, "I'd rather not stop, but if we're going to stop, we could stop." You literally said that.
Because I wasn't lying to you, Andrew. I would rather
I
not
know,
stop.
But so then I'm not crazy. To
and
think
you didn't tell
that.
Her there was
I'm
a petting zoo.
I'm allowed to say no. But I'm allowed to say no.
I understand I said, that, but I'm telling
you
why
say,
these reactions are happening.
I get it, like, Andrew. But that reaction wasn't mean. It was just like, you asked me, can't, do you want to stop? Could we stop? And I said, I'd rather not. But if it, yeah. if you want to, we can. Why is that a bad
I'm not
response?
Saying it's
really
mean. I'm telling you, though, that's the truth. That's the facts, though.
Right,
of
but that's
why
you say that you can't ask me till last second. But, like, why? If you would have asked me before, I could say, you know, I'd rather not. And then you could go, which I realized without you saying was, this is important to me. I don't get to see my dad. Do you think I'm that cruel that I would go, oh, my God, I didn't know we were going to be 10 minutes away from your dad. I literally, you never said that even once the whole trip.
I get that.
I don't know what Florida is. So I never knew that. If you would have said to me on Wednesday, hey, on our way from Fort Lauderdale to Jacksonville, we're going to literally drive by 10 minutes away from my dad's house. I haven't seen him in so long. I never make it down there. He just had hip surgery. There would be no doubt that I would have said yes to that. No doubt. But it doesn't – the importance of it is a factor in me saying yes, because even though I don't want to see anyone's parents, when they – when my friend, it matters to them to see their loved ones –
yeah,
that trumps any feeling I have, but it doesn't deny that I still don't want to see parents.
That's
ever.
That's fine. I
and
get
I
that.
Still had fun.
I mean, you're entitled to that.
But also, I'm not a heartless. Like I don't know what you think I am. Like I just don't understand. It hurts my feelings that you think that you saying because you know what happens is when you ask me last minute, I think, well, this isn't that important to him because I haven't even heard about it just occurred to him that his dad is like, it didn't seem important to me. It seemed like an afterthought. So I'm more inclined to not want to go when you spring it on me last second. Like, it's just like, oh, I want to get a sandwich from this place we're driving by, you know?
Yeah. I don't think like, there wasn't too much really like it. The whole manipulative thing, that was kind of a joke, but like there wasn't too much thought put into it in the sense of like, oh, I'm going to like try to get to stop. It was literally like, holy shit, I am going by my dad's and it would be amazing to see him for 10 minutes. And I guess we can do it because it's only 11:30. Like literally that was the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't, there wasn't more thought to it. There is, I mean, if I'm going to be completely honest though, there is thought to like, we're on the road for your stuff. Like it's your show, it's your tour. For me to then go, well, I'm gonna make this about me and stop at my parents. I do feel a little reservation there because it's not my place to do that, and that has nothing to do with you as much as it is. It's just like it's not. You know,
I just think
not,
the adult and mature thing to do would be to not wait to the last second because of. I just would encourage you to not wait because of you procrastinating that you're scared to ask me about something. Like that's not my fault that I responded.
No, I'm not blaming
you.
I'm not blaming
you. I have a question for Andrew. Mm-hmm. Are you in general like a last minute planner or do you enjoy spontaneity?
But I know that Andrew had known that we were driving past this. I know that it was on his mind. Like this wasn't.
I swear it wasn't. It wasn't. I swear to God. I swear on my life. It was not on my mind. It was not on my mind to stop. I really wasn't thinking I was going to stop.
Okay. Well, then that could have been what you said initially instead of I'm scared to ask you beforehand if it wasn't on your mind beforehand. That's all I'm saying.
When you brought it up, when you said, oh, then you were probably. That probably is a percentage of my brain of why I thought not to stop. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that was the majority of it.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
I'm just saying I assumed you had thought of it before 20 minutes before.
I really didn't. I really hadn't. I really hadn't. And partly, yeah, and partly, but yes, okay. I don't even know.
But you don't think it occurred to you because I get it. But there were goats and there was a donkey. And I don't even know why.
I don't either. I still don't know why. My dad's a Jewish guy from Long Island, like from Queens.
When did
Queens.
He get the goats?
Huh?
When did he get the goats?
I think they came with my stepfamily. I don't know. I don't know how we have goats. I don't know
stepbrothers.
My stepbrother takes care of my stepbrother Jake. Oh. built the farm.
Four or five goats, and then one donkey that they just got. That the donkey is kind of, you can just tell, doesn't know if it's supposed to be a goat. There's no other donkeys around it.
Aww.
And you're just like, where do you get a donkey from? Like Craigslist? It's just, I don't. But it was so cute. They were so cute, and they only care about food. They're not like wanting to get pets or anything like that. It's just, it's interesting to see animals that just have no motivation for like affection. Unlike, you know, the dog Otis and then the other dog Bella. Is that it?
Yeah, Bella. Yeah.
Those two dogs are so cute. They're just like dogs. Dogs love pets. Like that's treats to them. A lot of times they say you can train your dog just by, you don't have to give them a treat. You can just like go like, good boy. And that's enough for them to be like, oh, I want to do that. I want to sit again or I want to stay. But yeah, I just feel bad when goats, they come up to you and you want them to come to you. So you kind of pretend you have food, but it's such a trick and I feel bad.
Yeah, the goat, they really, their eyes are really on the side of their head there.
They're all purple.
You know what I mean? Like I thought like a goat, if you were in front of a goat, it'd have no, like you could really stand right in front of, if you're really skinny and it had no idea.
Think about that. Like, well, like horses are no, the same way, right?
Yeah, I guess there's no cross-eyed goats, I'll tell you that. Because they're all side-eyed. It's wild.
Donkey too, though. I love that your stepmom was like, get on the donkey. Don't actually sit on it, but just straddle the donkey. It'll be fun. And I was like, I would. But I also got bit by a camel that a guy told me to kiss it that seemed to know what he was talking about. So I wasn't going to trust your stepmom about the donkey.
That's a good point. I wouldn't trust her either. But my dad wanted horses his whole, like, I think that was a big disconnect. My mom is like a Jewish American princess from Chicago, like city girl, definitely didn't want to own horses and pick up horse shit. And I think my dad always wanted that. And I think that was a disconnect in their relationship, you know?
Right.
And now he finally has his farm with his side-eyed goats and his.
It's so much work. You're right. I'm with your mom. Like I was even thinking about pools and like, I was reading, someone on Reddit was talking about like what's something you buy that you like seems better than when you get it in a pool because it takes so much maintenance. And I would absolutely let my pool go to shit. Like that's just a part of my personality that I don't have is like maintaining things and taking care of things. And like today I was on my WhatsApp chat with my friends and they are talking about building, my friend Robin just built her house. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone's like, oh my God, that sounds so fun. You're building your house. And I was like, I've never felt more disconnected from my fellow man than this conversation. There's nothing more I would hate than building a house and like planning where to put things and picking out fabrics and wallpapers. I don't like it. I wish that was a fabric of my personality. It's just such a weird thing to, there's so many things I wish I liked. Like your stepmom knowing how to like feed, like even Jake, like want your stepbrother who like takes care of those animals, like that's a huge responsibility. Or like tending the land or like fixing things or, you know, I don't know. I'm just someone who wants, you're not like that either though. You don't really like.
No, those goats would be dead in 3 days. Like I would, they would have drowned in the pool that I don't
I'm glad
have water
you got a cat.
Yeah. A cat. Thank God for a cat. I mean, this thing.
They're easier than like ficuses.
They really are pretty simple animals. I'm the same way as you. You know what happens is you build a house. It just, all these things take too long. They just, that's, you know, and yes. Every day it's like, oh, I get to make a new decision. No, that's what sucks.
Is I that new just want decisions made for me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, look, I bought a condo when I was 25. It had bunk beds already in it. Like, it was already furnished.
Yes.
It had two sets of bunk beds in it. I didn't even want them in there, but I was just like, I'd rather have that than pick a bed, you know? I don't know.
Cooking. I don't understand if you can afford takeout and you don't have a problem getting it. Why cooking? Like, cooking takes so long. And I just... that's ridiculous to say, but it just does. It's, I don't like.
Do you think
how
it could be meditative for you? Like, I mean, these things, I guess, are, you know, people do them to relax, you know?
When I want to relax, I shut my eyes and put a sleep mask on and listen to ASMR. Like, that's not, Like, that's where I really have, I struggle when people are like, you need a day off. But all my friends, and I've said this before, they fill their days off with meal prep and cleaning their house and making, you know, fall pots or, you know, cleaning the gutters. Like, and they enjoy this stuff. And I just, that to me,
cleaning the gutters.
A day off to me is just, I want to sleep all day. Yesterday, I got into Nashville on Sunday. We had a, to be up at 4:30 for a 6 a.m. flight. We got into Nashville by, our flight was delayed, but by like 11:30. I slept all day long, and I loved it. It was the best.
I did the same thing.
It's my favorite thing to do. I really, and as soon as we're done with this podcast today, I am getting, I'm sleeping until I have to do a set tonight. And I'm in New York City. And I resented that when I checked into my hotel today, the room wasn't ready and I had to wait 2 hours because I was going to take a 2 hour, like, I wanted to get this done so I could just nap.
What did you do for 2 hours?
I went and got my nails done and got a back massage. That was honestly the best back massage I've had in my whole life. I was in a chair bent over and I was getting my nails done sitting like this with the woman was doing my nails. This guy, Jerry, was doing my back. It was the greatest back massage. The thing that I loved most is he held one hand like steady on my back, like almost nurturing, and then did the other one. So it was always like, two hands. It was great pressure. I got 20 minutes. The timer went off and I go, again. He goes, what about 10 more? And I'm like, okay. So I only got 30 minutes, but he was, I almost started crying. It was like that emotional for me. Like it was just so connected. I don't even know how to describe it. It was awesome. I honestly might go back there after this instead of taking a nap. It was that good. Let's take a quick break and come back with more show after this. Andrew!
Hey, here we have the show.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
We're back. We had such a crazy weekend. Let's talk about it. Thursday, New Orleans. Friday, Fort Lauderdale. Saturday, drove to Jacksonville. Sunday morning, flew to Nashville. And then today, this morning, flew out of Nashville. Andrew went to St. Louis. I went to New York. I'm on the Today Show tomorrow. That's a sentence.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And and I'm on the Tonight Show never. I was supposed to do the Tonight Show and now it's not happening. So if I said that last week, I apologize.
Don't feel like you're more emotional in that chair because we just did all that stuff? I feel like, and maybe earlier in the show that I came off maybe a little too emotional. Like, I feel like I'm in a pretty like emotional state right now. I don't know what's going on with my brain. But
yeah,
do you think maybe that's why you were maybe crying in a chair almost?
Possibly, like just tiredness and defensivelessness yeah. in terms of like you can't. I think I just was craving like a release or like someone giving a fuck about my pain, I guess. Like I just really felt like he felt my pain, if that makes sense. Like he was just like perfectly finding the spot.
He acknowledged it.
Yeah, feeling like
acknowledged your pain. Yeah,
yeah, because he knew where it was. Like he wasn't even like you're really tight. You know, like sometimes masseuses kind of give you that feeling you need of like validating how tight you are or whatever. But it wasn't that. It was like just because he like knew where it was. It was like okay, like it was just and it was like a release in a way. And so I think that's why. And I just like yeah, I think I'm just like exhausted and. Yeah, this weekend was a lot. I had so much fun. Last night was a little much, but
your parents were there, right?
My parents were there. My boyfriend was there. My boyfriend's brother opened for me, and he brought his wife and his kid. And I just, and they were all lovely, but, and that was like no problem at all. It was more like there was a festival going on. And so there were a lot of people backstage to like meet me before the show and like talk to me and be like, and I know a lot of people in Nashville, so they had backstage passes. I didn't even know those people would even be backstage. And I get back there and it's just like a lot of people to say hello to. And I just kind of, before the shows, I just like to hang with my family and friends and, you know, put on my makeup and kind of just like relax and not have to be like, hi, oh my God, yes, oh, cool. Like, it's just, I just want to get into a like very honest place before I go on stage instead of like, oh my God, so good to see. Like, yes, that is all honest because, and I was honest with like, I was honest when I, after I said my hellos, I shut my door to be like, no more.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just like you, it's just a lot. It's a lot. But I love having my, I told Andrew this morning, like having my parents there and like how it affects my set and how it affects me taking care of them before and after and kind of like, being distracted by that is worth it because of like how much fun they have. Like anything that could go wrong would still make it worth it.
Yeah, because, I mean, your dad being such a music geek.
Yeah, being at the Ryman.
What a geek he is. Geek is a funny word, actually.
Geek like, is such a funny word.
If you add music to it, it makes it kind of cool. Like he's a music geek, but this geek. Your dad's a fucking geek, so like he loves the Ryman. He, you know, the Ryman Theater was there since 1890s. It's like classic. Like everyone's performed there.
Like, yeah, the seating's like pews. It's like church pews.
I mean, yeah, your dad loved the history of it. You know, the fossils in there.
Yes, my dad loves fossils. He is one, and. Yeah, that was great. Like, I love when I can bring my parents along for these things. And no matter what would happen, like, I'm always going to be like, no, it was worth it because they got to have fun. But it did not. I, for the first time, not for the first time, but I really realized that, like, I, after doing three shows, like, you know, New Orleans, Fort Lauderdale, and Jacksonville, where I felt completely free. There was no one I was worried about. No one who I was like, oh my God, if they hear this joke, they might be uncomfortable or mad or anything. Like, when you're juggling all those feelings, which I do just try to do a sincere set when my parents and my boyfriend and my boyfriend's family is there, but it's a little impossible to do, to not be, because when you do the jokes that you're like, I'm going to do these anyway, even if it makes them uncomfortable, there's still, your brain is like fighting it and you're aware of it and you have a nervousness about it that is not there otherwise. Like, Nashville was my shakiest show of the four, and it should have been my best because it was at the end of this run where I had like worked out stuff, but it was my shakiest show because I was just, I talked to Chris afterwards because I was like just talking about some of my bits and I was like, that was, I was like, it was like I was juggling chainsaws. Like, I was just, it was in my head. I was, there was moments where I was present and had a really good time, but then I just like, I became overwhelmed with not wanting to get off stage because I didn't want to face people who was, if, when you get off stage, it's so awkward for people. They don't know what to say. They don't say the right thing. You don't know if you've upset them in some way. You've made them feel awkward. I just want to make everyone feel comfortable. So I like kind of just run past them so they don't have to say anything because I don't want them to like, if they hated the show, to like have to be nice. And I just was, I was totally in my head. And then I had to go to the meet and greet was amazing because there were so many besties that made me feel so much better about everything because I just, I thought I hadn't done a good job, but people were saying otherwise. So I felt great about it. That was the, that's the best part about the meet and greets is that you get to hear from the audience who aren't your family, who aren't your friends, who just have an objective experience as an audience and they're not on the side stage and they're like, they don't have anything to compare it to. Whereas my parents are like, well, the last time we saw you, we liked that one joke better. It's just, no,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah, it's just fresh.
So much easier.
And it's, yes. And it's, and seeing you live when you don't see, like, how do I put, like, I remember seeing you at Caroline's perform, you know, years ago, like first time I think I ever saw you perform. And I remember you doing like the Friday Night Lights joke and like whatever. And I'm just like mesmerized by you on stage. And not to say that I still am not in awe of like how talented you are, but you know, you just, you get used to seeing things like,
yes,
so,
yes.
So, but when you're talking to these people that, you know, are there to see you once every two, they're like, you know, it's a big thing.
Yes.
Like, so it doesn't feel like a certain amount of time or that joke doesn't sound like a certain thing to
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want anyone to ever treat me differently, but I do like, my mom always is like, I cannot believe you did that. You're amazing. But my mom's more commenting, I think, on the fact that like, I do so much. As opposed to like the level of talent that I have, it's like, you, like I, it's almost like you, I walked a marathon. That's like my mom's like, I can't believe you walked 26.5, and I'm like, but mom, it's that. That's more of it is like the impressiveness of like the amount, and you know, moms are always going to give you the compliments that aren't exactly what you want to hear. But if I do know that they think I'm talented, but you're right, it just like some of that gets lost after repetition, and. But I am grateful that my family was there, and I have a boyfriend who is able to tolerate the kind of mouth that I have on stage and the things I talk about. Like, it, as someone who has dated people for years and years, being the comedian that I am, it is not easy to find someone that is comfortable with having their girlfriend talk really brazenly and openly about not only their current sex life and opinions about men and relationships, but like past and like, it is not easy. And I'm like, and I know that there are a lot of guys that are like, I would do it, Nikki. Cause I get those, but it's like, you don't know what it's like. You think you would want it. You don't know. I don't think I would be able to handle it, honestly. Like, so it just made me appreciative last night that I even have a boy, even though I get nervous doing comedy in front of my boyfriend, because I'm just like, I don't want to say something that makes him feel awkward or grossed out or or like disappointed.
No, but that's so hard for Stanton to do stand up with that.
It sucks.
You can't have a governor like that, and no, especially the kind of comedy you do.
Fault.
No, I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, it's no one's fault other than like
No, it's me. Yeah. I have to, like, because he doesn't, but he's allowed to get disappointed in something I say, or like, or be like, yeah, ah, that could have been better. Like, he's allowed to do that. And I have to be able to be okay. He's proved time and time again that even if he does get upset, it doesn't mean he's going to break up with me. Like, I think it goes back to you confronting me about wanting to visit your parents. Like, you asking me and me saying no, that could happen. I could ask Chris, did you like the show? And he could say no. Or he could go to my show and he could say, no, I didn't like it. That doesn't change that he loves me, that he's not going to leave me. I'm not going to fire you. I'm not going to, you know, like, just because you don't get the response you want from the people who love you doesn't mean, I always go to, it means if I say the wrong thing on stage, it means he's going to break up with me. Like, it could lead to that. I just go, I follow it. And I just, he's allowed to still get mad. He's allowed to still get disappointed. He's allowed to judge my act. Like, he has feelings. He can't shut them off. I am allowed to get upset about his feelings too, because I can't shut those off. But I have to acknowledge that he's allowed to have his feelings. I'm allowed to have mine. You know, talking about my set last night, it was like difficult for me because I just was like getting defensive. But then I was like, I tried my best. And I think that's just like always a good thing to remember whenever, because I've been spiraling about my set last night, not just in terms of like my parents were there and Chris was there. It was like, just, I didn't give a good enough show to the audience. I lost it at one point. I got it back, but I just felt like it was like not as good as the Ryman deserved, even though I would have given it an A-. I was doing A-pluses all weekend and I was just like, ugh. And, you know, even though the bulk of it was 100%, there were a couple places where I'm like, oh, that was a C, and I can't stop going back to those places. Like, I keep revisiting them. My whole flight, I'm just like going back to that line. They keep just jumping in my head. And I kept telling myself, stop. In the moment, you were doing the best you could. Like, you didn't mean to hurt anyone. You didn't mean to be lazy and not really do that joke as well as you could have. You didn't mean to fuck up the order. Like, that would be insane if you meant to do any of those things. Like, you did your literal best. There's nothing you could have done differently. Like, there was no intention other than doing my best. And my best just wasn't what I wanted my best to be. And I just have to accept it. And it's okay. It's not the end of the world. And that got me through it. And then I've like released it. It really, but it kept haunting me all last night, all today, this morning. But then I was just like, wait a second. Did you want to offend anyone? Did you want to do a bad job? Did you want to make these people pay money to see you have a couple jokes that didn't do well? No, that's insane. Why would I want that? I tried my best. Who cares? Let it go. Yeah. So I just have to.
Yeah, let it go. Go back to the massage guy. Get it one more bit out of your neck.
Thank God I'm going on stage tonight at the Cellar, because now I can like reset and have, you know, you're only as good as your last one. But yeah. Maybe that's why I was almost crying at the massage place, because I was just feeling guilt and all these feelings of like, what am I even doing? You know, you just have those moments where you're just like, I'm so tired of listening to my own fucking voice too. I mean, I am like, you get it. Mm-hmm. I feel bad that people who love me have to steal, that I have to do this podcast with you. I'm like, Andrew's probably so sick of hearing me fucking talk. Like, I just don't want to hear, but I have so much, I have like 9 podcasts to do tomorrow. And I know people are sick of me. Every time I look on like any post that E makes, they're like, shut up. We get it. Who is she? We don't care. And I'm like, I don't want to do any of this. I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to go away too. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first.
Oh, man, it's Monday, folks. You know what that means? It is Monday. Hope you're having all the swells out there in, you know, your heart, in your soul, in your lymph nodes. You know you have a lot of lymph nodes. I didn't know that.
Armpits.
So many.
Here. Your thighs, like next to your...
When you get mono, you can feel them all.
Oh, yeah, they all get, like, swollen.
Did you ever have mono?
Oh, yeah, I got mono from my first kiss, ironically enough.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked. It was me, the guy that I kissed, and his girlfriend. I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Damn, so that's how you get caught,
it was the three
boy.
Of us that had mono after spring break.
She's like, did you fuck that girl with the lymph nodes that are big?
I was so tired. It kind of feels like right now. I think I still have it.
That's how I feel right now, too. I had mono in a fraternity house. It was terrible. But anyways, all right, to the news. Noah, how Yeah, baby.
So I found this article interesting because it's celebrity friendships that have like really large age gaps.
Oh.
So did you know
Lady
that
Gaga
Jennifer
and Tony Bennett? Sorry.
Yes, that's like the widest age gap.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston, who is
53.
Wait, hold
on, let me guess. And she is Friends. She was in Friends. That's all I wanted to say. I don't know.
She's in Friends with
Who does she hang out with?
Is she in Friends with?
This one I was surprised. Okay, 29-year-old.
29?
Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They both probably still drink some wine and laugh and stuff.
I can see them being friends. I think that Jennifer Aniston can go young. She's so, like, she's such an idol for even, you know, with the release of Friends on Netflix, like, every generation wants to be friends with her. Yeah, that's not too bad. But, yeah, I could see. Jennifer Aniston's probably 51?
She's 53, and Selena is 29. And she called her a little cherub.
A little cherub. Okay. Yeah, she is a little cherub. Anya said that she can't watch Murders in the Building because Selena Gomez's voice is so weird in that show. I don't know what it's like. I haven't seen it. I hear it's a good show. But I just want to say that if anyone's noticed that. Anya's like, I literally can't listen to it because her voice is so weird. It's like, I don't even know what it's like, but I'm guessing it's like this. I don't know.
Like Kermit? Like went to boarding school?
Oh, God, what the fuck is that? There's some... I'm in this old haunted... Oh, someone's ringing my doorbell. One second. What is this?
This looks like a murder mystery.
What's going on?
It's murders in the building.
It's so funny. We were talking the Selena Gomez murder, and now it's like turning into it.
Oh, my God. I think it's the fire alarm for this old dumb building that I'm staying at, this haunted hotel, but it stopped.
Where are you?
The fire alarm itself just lit fire and stopped working, so I'm just going to die soon.
Are you downtown?
I'm in Chelsea and then an old hotel. It's a nice hotel, but it's like one where you have to like open the door and then the elevator opens. And the elevator, you can just tell how like small people's lives used to be because elevators are so tiny. They had like a little briefcase of clothing. The closets in New York City are just so small because girls had like three dresses and two sweaters. Like my suitcases does not fit in the elevator with me. Anyway, go on.
Okay. Let me read a couple more. Do you think Stevie Nicks has a 45-year age difference?
Harry Styles.
Nice. Yes.
I knew that one.
She said he's the son I never had.
Oh, that's sweet. He is so cute. Jesus Christ.
Elton John's friends with Ed Sheeran. I know that.
Elton John's friends with Charlie Puth, too. I think he told Charlie Puth that his first music was like shit and like really insulted him one day. It was like, your stuff now is great. He like came up to him at a restaurant. That's how they became friends. Elton John like loves new music. It's so cute. Elton John
He is on my list.
Elton John was in Fort Lauderdale. Jacksonville, the night we were. He was on his farewell tour. And I said on stage, I was like, thank you guys for not going to Elton John tonight. And everyone laughed because like everyone in town was at Elton John. And I was like, you'll never see him again. It's his farewell tour. And, you know, he'll probably die at some point soon. And then I was like talking about where the hotel I was staying at. And I kind of gave it away. And I was like, great. I'm going to probably die. This is probably my farewell tour too. It's my last night. It's fun. Okay. So Elton John and who?
Elton John became friends with Eminem, who's 49, after a controversial 2001 performance together.
Oh, yeah, they did Stand together. That's right.
I
wonder why it was controversial. Oh, because he maybe says the F word in it?
He doesn't say it in that song, but he says the F word quite a lot before.
And maybe that was controversial that Elton would like sing with him.
Yeah, it turns out when you make, you know, $10 million, you could look over the word. It's weird.
Yeah, Eminem said a lot of things. God, I love him so much.
I know.
I really do. He's so hot. It's insane.
Imagine Eminem rapping and having like second thoughts about what his ex-wife was thinking on the side stage while he was like, he's like, I buried her in a fucking.
I mean, you got to admit, like when Brenna is watching you, there is a different, there's a part of your
for
brain
sure.
that is firing off that wouldn't be if she wasn't there.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I'm okay. I'm not as cool as Eminem. I'll tell you that.
Who else is age gap friends?
Okay. How about Snoop Dogg, who's 50,
Martha
Martha Stewart, who's 80?
Okay. That's, I think once you get 50 though, 50, 80, same.
Yeah.
And but I don't think they're friends as much as like they do a show together and they have to like act like
also the average age of someone dying, like a black male and a white female, it's actually, they're not apart.
Oh my God.
Is that bad? I'm not, that's just honest. I'm not trying to be, is that bad? Is that bad?
I mean, I think it's a stereotype.
No, those are just like real numbers. If
black men die younger?
Yeah, black men die at a younger age and white female women live the longest.
Oh, God. All right.
I guess we'll have to watch more.
Maybe I won't transition. Yeah. Okay.
I guess that's a morbid thought. I don't know. Okay. Anyhow.
No, yeah. I maybe it's true. I mean, I thought it was just like a stereotype from like they get like they die young because of like violent, you know, like stereotype, like
no like of just disease, like heart disease and like just I mean I know that
little people die much younger than all of us because I used that as a burn when I was rap battling Brad Williams. I was like, I wanted to be as vicious as possible, so I was like, and the fact that little people don't live as long, like I was like, you're not going to be around a long time. Like this is, it was such some really fucked up joke about how little people just don't live as long, which is so fucking morbid, but very true.
Also very tall people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tall people too. Makes me sad. My dad's a tall man. Scared.
Yeah. He's not. Yeah. He's tall.
He's
not
tall
like
as hell.
Dying.
He's one of those guys that's so healthy that he, every time, he just seems like one of those guys that would be like, he dropped dead and no one knows why. He's the epitome of healthy. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like I'm so scared that he's going to die because he, it just seems like guys like him that are healthy that have no signs of anything. They're always the ones like, that you're like, what?
What did he die of? He was like dunking yesterday. He has like abs.
He's down in his grape nuts.
You can't die with good abs. You know what I mean?
All right, like, next news.
Okay, here's a quick story that made me think of Andrew. After 700 golf balls, broken windows, dented siding, and gunshot-sounding golf ball hits that turned their dream home into a nightmare, a family sues the country club next door and wins almost $5 million.
What?
I mean, what's going on here?
$5 million for their suffering? Do they keep the house?
Well, they'll probably move, but they said that the past 4 years, the family and their home that borders the country club's golf course was regularly attacked by balls from the course's 15th hole. And they didn't know when they bought the house that it was going to be a problem.
I wonder if they're suing for like the amount of money they're losing on having to sell this house early or get out. You know what I mean?
Also for like pain and suffering. They have like children and it's just, you could get hit by a golf ball if you're just like outside, you know, it could kill them.
That seems crazy that either doesn't happen more often or that there aren't certain.
Right.
Like, yeah. I mean, Andrew, do you ever see like,
there's
when you're
so
playing
many,
golf, like
there's
houses?
There's so many homes that are in the line of way. Like I don't know. I'd have to know more about the story, but the idea that they think that there's so much pain and suffering that they deserve $5 million is insanity. Unless
anyone
they were
that
like
can afford a house on a golf course, go just shut up. You don't need five, like, you know, you've got $5 million somewhere else.
I was wondering though, have you guys ever bought something or like maybe rented an apartment that seemed
and
great
and you didn't know
and you didn't know until you live there?
I was gonna ask the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I bought an apartment during the boom of real estate for $220,000 and then it was worth $60,000 four months later.
I'm talking about like when you, after you moved in, was there something annoying about it? Like it was,
there were two bunk beds in it. your neighbors can be loud after you move in or something. I don't know why. Did that happen to you? Did you?
I'm trying to think
something?
Of times where I was like, "Oh fuck, this sucks." Was there anything for you that comes up, Noah?
Well, I remember a story from you, Nikki. It's almost like one of my favorite Nikki stories, and I even found it in my notes when you lived in Manhattan on the 5-story walk up. Yeah. And you left your sink running and you locked yourself out of the apartment.
That was the fucking worst.
I was there that day.
That was insane. Oh my God. Luigi, I was brushing my teeth, running the water. I was headed to Jennifer Lawrence's apartment to hang out with her. It was one of the last times we ever hung out. Luigi barked because there was a package at the door. I went to go get it. Luigi ran out in the hall without a leash. I ran out to like get him. The door slammed behind me, locking me out. I was brushing my teeth, and I just was, like, already wearing clothes. So I was like, oh, fuck, no keys, no phone, no anything. I go downstairs. You cannot get on someone else's – I went to the restaurant downstairs. The guy was like, oh, you can check on my phone, my computer, get, like, email your friends. You can't get on Gmail if you don't have two-step verification that sends a message to your phone. You're locked out of every – you can't – there's nothing you can do if you don't have
your phone. You can't break into a 5-story apartment through the window.
The door was shut. And then I'm just like waiting because I'm waiting for my landlord to get there. So I'm downstairs at this cafe waiting for an hour or so. And just, I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to be at Jen's in like 45 minutes. She's definitely like, she almost called the Comedy Cellar thinking I was dead. Like she had no idea where I was. Then all of a sudden I see fire trucks pull up to our apartment, to my apartment. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I can have them like fucking break down my door or whatever, get me in. Then the restaurant guy comes out and is like, there's water leaking down. And I was like, that's so weird. I guess my landlord will be here like sooner because there's obviously an emergency in my apartment. Come to find out it's my apartment. I left the water running. My sink would always get clogged and it filled up. It started running and it completely flooded my apartment. And but my apartment was tilted, so it only flooded my bathroom because it all ran to the side, which was a great aspect of it. And then that was the worst. That was when I realized if you don't have your phone, you are cut off. There's nothing you can do because everyone has two-step verification. Everyone does. What do you do? I cried so hard the night that I got to that apartment. I found it on Craigslist and I moved from LA to Chelsea. It was right down the street, 2 blocks away and from where I am now. And I arrived on January 18th, 2018. It was January like something 2018.
I met you like literally a week after
the day late. I think the day after.
But
I got there with Luigi. I flew in. I had terrible turbulence. I literally thought I was gonna die. I wrote to Chris because I was just like scared and I like missed my ex-boyfriend that I had broken up with like 3 months before. And I wrote to him. He was in like Abu Dhabi and I was like, I think I'm literally gonna go, this plane is going down. And he was just like, that sucks or something. And I was just like, he doesn't love me. I was so sad. Luigi was scared. Sucks. We land in January. It's fucking cold as fuck. I have so many bags because I'm moving. No one to help me with them. Oh, God. I get to my apartment and it is way smaller than it looked on Craigslist. And I am just on this futon sobbing. Like, and I just keep going, Luigi, I'm so sorry. Why did I do this? We had a beautiful place in LA. I was moving here for the Sirius show and just get away from my life in New York. It was awful. And then Pete Lee came over and like talked me off the ledge. Literally. I was just like, it was the worst. That apartment was so small and there were some good times, but rarely in that apartment. Other times, like, I feel like I've gotten lucky with spaces though, in terms of like bad neighbors or low water pressure, things that don't work. I've been really blessed. So knock on wood. Let's take a quick break and come back with Why Do I Care?
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, why do I care?
Why do I care?
All right, Ben Affleck downplays matching with Selling Sunset's Emma Hernan after she talks about DMing with him in 2019 on the Raya app.
Okay, but didn't him and J-Lo get back together in 2021, so like what's the big
why would this story even come out? Well, like who makes this story come
he
out?
Was saying I'm inactive.
Yes, so Raya has confirmed that he has not been an active member for several years. And she said that his opening pickup line was that they had a Boston connection.
Okay, like girls gotta stop. I mean, I've talked about people I've matched with on Raya, but like there's nothing wrong here.
Nothing
they just
at
got
all,
engaged,
man.
And now everyone's. I'm so annoyed with their engagement, though. I'm so annoyed with that.
What was
I
their engagement? I didn't even see
it.
What did they?
Cannot take J-Lo anymore.
Was it public? What was it? I don't even know.
No, he proposed to her in the bath. She was taking a bath.
Oh.
And he came in, and she was butt naked, and he proposed to her, and she said it was the most romantic thing that ever happened to her. But her Instagram post. So she tells the whole story about it on Down on the J-Lo or on the J-Lo or some kind of dumb app she has where it's like her fans can really get to know her. So she's like on Instagram, she posts this little smarmy like, I have some great news. And she's talking like a baby and she's just like glistening and it's so annoying. And it's all to promote. It's like I just don't like celebrities using their like personal lives to like trick you into just tell us. You had the information. I thought it was gross. And I just...
Do people pay for this down with the J-Lo app?
Probably. Of course they monetized it in some way.
Yeah, it's fucked
up. Or at least she gets your information so then they can send you when she's going to be coming to your town or that Marry Me is coming out on Blu-ray at a fucking red box near you. It's just... It just grosses. I don't know why she annoys me so much. I'm sure if I met her, I would think she was lovely. Her friendship with Leah Remini seems like really real and funny. And she's obviously extremely talented and beautiful. But I just am irritated by it all. I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I feel bad for Ben Affleck's exes. I feel bad for Jennifer Garner. I feel bad for Ana de Armas. Just to like see them all like fucking making out all the time. And I just think it's like, respect your exes and tone it the fuck down. And you are doing this for publicity. You know,
it's I know, like, but what is like, what's the end goal with this publicity? So they could put out like more movie. I just always wonder. Yeah, I know.
We keep talking about them. So it's like, it makes us talk about them. Like, why do you put you and Brenna on your Instagram? Is that to like garner more fans? Like, you do it to celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy in my life. And I just think that theirs is not really all about that.
Gotcha.
There's a difference. Like, I just feel like people either post about their loved ones when they are in a rocky part of their relationship and they have to like let everyone, they have to do the opposite of what is real, because it's like, they feel like people might be able to sense it. So they post something really good because they're in hot water with their person, or like the public might think they're not doing well, so they put that out there. Or it's just publicity. It's just so people will talk about them. But it's like, it's just, I don't know, sometimes it's nauseating, and maybe I'm just jealous.
Yeah, I mean,
because look, I do get jealous of like their PDA. I think it's sweet. Have you and Chris ever
gone public on Instagram, like officially, like with a photo?
I did back in the day, like before I had a lot of, like when we were together back long, long ago. He really has no interest in that.
I know. I'm just wondering. I'm just like thinking about it because I don't remember.
And like I said, for women, it makes people hate you. Like, I have too many male fans that kind of fantasize about me being single, or like, and they just, I would lose followers. It would be really.
It'd be interesting to see how many you would lose. I would just as an experiment.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably lose less than 1,000, but I would lose a lot, I think. And I just don't see the point in it. And also, there's other reasons too, but I just don't see the
point. I feel like one will come out after the reality show comes out. Yes. I feel like one's going to come out.
I can talk about them on my podcast because I feel like besties can handle it. But like my fans that are just like, you know, the other fans who I love. And need I do love and need them. I need them to like in their mind think that if I don't have a boyfriend they could fuck me someday. Like, what is this? Like, it really is true. I've done it before. I've unfollowed a guy before when I was single that I just like was like, I don't want to see you happy with a girl. Get out of here. You were only interesting to me when you're single.
Do you think guys are thinking that they can't fuck J-Lo now because of Ben Affleck? Like,
J-Lo doesn't need men are not following. J-Lo's fans are mainly women.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And maybe gay men, straight men can admire her. And they know she's so out there that they could never get her. But like, no, I don't think that it affects her as much. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to top one, bottom one, because it's Monday. Our category today is top one, bottom one, drum roll.
Moments from this weekend.
Moments from this weekend. This was a big weekend for me and Andrew. Noah, I'm assuming you had a weekend as well.
Yes, it was a big weekend for me too.
You weren't in LA, right?
No, I wasn't in LA, but I turned 39.
Oh my God, I missed your birthday.
Did we really miss your birthday? I mean, you got to tell us.
It was on Friday. It's fine. It's fine.
Noah,
it's in my calendar and I missed it. God damn it.
It's okay.
I knew it was coming up. I like had it in my mind. I was like, it's been a while since it was Noah's birthday. It feels like it's almost been a year. I know you don't. I know you. It's not okay. I'm not okay. That's not with okay. It. I'm so but, sorry. Even though I've forgotten all of my best friends' birthdays this year, so you're in good company, Noah.
Yes.
Robin, Kirsten, remember you my mom, yes. Noah, boom, all of them forgotten. Okay, okay. Next year, I'm going to know when it's Andrew's birthday, order Noah's present on that day. Noah, I'm so sorry I missed it. How was your 39th? Was that your top?
Okay. Well, my moments. Yes, my top moments are from my birthday celebrations, which you're not the only one who forgot it. And I think it's just because it fell on like a Friday and I haven't really been in touch with people. So I did post it. Like I posted about it on Saturday because I said, I feel like a lot of people are going to be mad at me because I didn't say anything and it's going to make them feel like they did something wrong by not wishing me a happy birthday. But for me, it was definitely a weekend full of good moments with older friends, meaning like friends that I've had for like a year and a half ever since moving here, mm-hmm. Newish friends, and like brand new friends.
Oh, so I had older friends being a year and a half old friends.
No. I mean, like I made them or like a year and a half ago. When I moved to this new town that I've never lived in before, yes, and I didn't know anyone.
Yes, the first friends you made when you got to town.
Did you have a romantic dinner or anything, or what did you?
Yes, I did have a romantic dinner. I am going through something personally that I'm not ready to talk about, but I will share it with you guys once I'm over the thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I've just been kind of like dealing with something that's like emotional or like more like mental. So just being able to just kind of connect with other people. And I was invited to a birthday party, a barbecue. And I always get very nervous. I think, oh, I don't know how to party anymore. You know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything that's considered fun.
Cool.
And nobody else at that party did anything like that. It was just just deep conversations and just a good, easy time.
God, I love that. I love that so much. I was just filling out something about St. Louis, like the best of St. Louis. And it was like the best bars, the best breakfast spots. And I'm like, I don't do any of this stuff. I don't eat breakfast foods because nothing's vegan. I don't go to bars. I just feel like so, and Carlisle was talking about this too, like we're just like not cool anymore, but like I love, it doesn't have to be deep conversations, but it's fun when it can be. I just want to hang out with people that you can just be yourself with and you don't have to go, hi, oh my God, good to see you. Like, I just don't want to be in that voice ever in my life, ever, if I can avoid it, especially on a weekend when I'm supposed to be doing what I want to do with my time.
I also think that there's like a lesson in like, when you have to do like something socially to not overthink it beforehand. Like I do that too, Noah. Like you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to drink with these, or I'm going to have to do this. And you play like 55 scenarios and then you get there and it's like, people are just sitting by a fire, like be like so really easy. Nice people. Like usually people are going to err on the side of being nice. Like I think in our 20s, we're so around like drunk fucktards that like we expect that to happen the rest of our lives. You know what I mean?
When I am around drunk fucktards, it's kind of nice because if I don't want to be there, I can just leave.
That's true. And they don't even know. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas when I was younger, I was like, I have to be one too, you know? But now I'm just like, this sucks. And I, from being someone who was drunk for so long, I know I don't, you would never remember. Like anything. So like when I was writing about this St. Louis thing, I was like, you know, I did go to bars in my 20s in St. Louis, but I don't remember any of them. And they were all shitholes where it was loud and I was lose my voice and they were dirty and gross and there's pee all over the seats. Like I can't recommend any of those places. And I was blackout drunk for all of it. So it's.
That was your parents' house.
Okay, what were your, I guess we started with tops. What were your top moments?
My top moment was honestly the shows. I just like love being on stage recently, and I can like honestly say that my favorite moments were on stage and just feeling like I would do like really long sets, dude, like hour and 47 minutes for one of my sets, hour 30, like every single night. And that's the longest I've ever gone. And I just really appreciate that the audience can be with me that long. And at the end of it, still like, I know when I've lost them, and I'm sure I've lost some of them by the end of it. That's so fucking long, but it's a really good feeling that by the end of it, like when I walk off stage, I don't have to usually run off stage because I don't want to make them feel like they have to keep clapping. Like I want them to be just done with their duty of like supporting me. So I run off stage to like, I don't want you guys to like have to like keep going. Like I just feel bad. But this time I was able to like take it in and like look at them enjoying me and take in their praise because they were giving me love and I was like able to accept it at the end and be like, no, they want it. I felt like it was deserved and like I appreciated it. So that was my favorite.
I guess my top one was tricking Nikki into going to my parents.
That was fun.
I would say, no, obviously seeing my dad was up there, but like, no, performing, yeah, the shows were fucking fantastic this weekend. And I think like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like similar in the sense of like really feeling like I'm saying exactly what I want on stage, like being the kind of comic I kind of want to be, like, I don't know. And it just feels good. It just really does. And performing in Florida, especially, like, it feels nice. It just felt nice. And the other thing I love too is just like writing the jokes with you beforehand and stuff. I felt like we got along really well this weekend.
Yeah, we did. And it was like, really fun writing roast
throwing
jokes.
The baseball, just a lot of like just like very it was a very chill weekend until like now,
Nashville.
Like, yeah,
everything was chill.
It was the most chill like weekend we've ever had, I think.
Yeah, even though it was so much travel and so much like work. All right, let's do bottom. Bottom moment from this weekend, Andrew.
I guess. It's annoying. Like when I get back, I think back to St. Louis is the bottom because like I'm so like exhausted and I want to be like there for Brenna so much and be like happy and like present, but I just I physically can't, and it's hard for me to like I don't know. I think that's like the hardest part is like coming back from the road and like trying to like I don't know, communicate in a way where you're like, look, it's nothing to do with
not being excited to see you. Yeah, it's
just like my
so
brain
exhausted.
Is literally like just like I don't even know what it is like, so that's the hard that's the hardest part I think about how much we, and you know, I can't even imagine with how much even more you actually do on the road, so it's like
really tough on relationships. I am struggling as well with mine. It's like just not like, you know, what do you do when you're gone? Because there's just so much to catch up on. You're not living the same lives. When you get back, you just want to be your best versions of yourselves, but you're fucking tired and you have stuff to do.
And also the weekends, like on the weekends is typically when people spend time with their partners and go on dates and you guys are working.
Yes.
And it looks like we're having the most fun on earth because we're on Instagram. Like there are, like if they saw us sleep all day, they would know that it's not like...
Yeah, but we're allowed to have. I don't think that's
issue. Of course.
Fun.
I'm not saying.
It's hard to like. It's hard for probably them to see. Like, why can't you just be that fun right now? Like, you were that fun last night, and it's like, well, yeah, I was also like having to put on a show. I was a showman last night. I found that to be just as hard too. I will say the worst part of the weekend for me was checking into the hotel in Jacksonville. And getting in my room and unpacking my bags and unpacking my bowels and then getting a call on the phone that said, ma'am, you don't have a room here. We accidentally checked you in and you're not supposed to stay here. You have a room somewhere else. And having to go downstairs, lug all my luggage back downstairs. We are an hour and a half from showtime. So I just wanted to like rest I think it was an hour and a half before I had to get absolutely ready. And so then I go downstairs, we had to get a lift, we had to go across town. I checked in the wrong fucking hotel. It was just a big mix up and I don't know how why they let me in. That was the weird thing that they
I was talking to them. I was talking to them downstairs, and they're like, because they let you up, and then they're like, well, we don't have your reservation. They let you in under the someone's name is like Gosser. I was like, that's not even that's not even close to Glazer.
They must get so many like misspellings with people booking them like through the phone or something that they're just like, yeah, she's probably Gosser. Final thought, Noah, what was your low point of the weekend?
So Avi is, he volunteers with the search and rescue team here in Arizona. Basically, people go hiking, they get injured, and this team goes out and helps take these people out. Or if they get stranded and stuff. So last night, he's been wanting to answer a call for so long. He got one call. It ended up getting canceled. He came home. And then another call where three people got stranded on the side of a cliff. So it's like 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
Whoa.
And he went and he answered that call. And, you know, like we thought, all right, he's going to be back at 11, 12 o'clock at night. I wake up at 12. Okay, he's not back. I wake up at 3. He's not back. I wake up at 4:30. He's not there.
Oh, my God.
And I just, like, kept getting up. And it's like, oh, he's not back home. So I texted him. I was like, hey, can you just let me know that you're alive?
You're alive.
Or just, like this text when you see it. And until 7:20 in the morning, I hadn't heard back from him. And he's like, yes, I'm alive.
Oh, my God.
It ended up being like a really tough rescue for like all these volunteers and stuff. These three people got caught, like stuck. I guess they were like mountaineering or something. They ran out of rope and it was in the middle of the night. They were off the trail, like deep off the trail. And he had to like just spend overnight finding them, you know, like in the middle of the night to find someone is really challenging. So yeah, it was like a whole big thing. And I was just like, I wonder if he's going to make it back. And I didn't know all night.
Yeah,
so
that's really scary. I'm so glad he's okay. But like, yeah, those hours between 12 and 7:30 in the morning, probably not the best sleep you ever had.
Yeah, also it's like, why couldn't he text? He wasn't in service, I guess, where he was.
So he said that his phone ended up dying and he had his battery pack, but he didn't have the wire to plug the phone into it. And then his friend had a satellite phone and he wanted to send me a message through the satellite phone, but he didn't know my phone number.
Oh, well, that is hilarious.
It kind of reminds me of Always Sunny when they keep throwing more cats in the wall. Like he went to go save someone. Now he's gone. And now,
he can't find a wire. They have to like lower down a wire to him. And he's lowering down a rope to the guy. Oh my God.
That's great. They saved them though. I mean, what a great thing to do for people. Hopefully he wasn't too tired today to be
God,
a friend.
God, were you so horny for him when he told you about this?
I will be later, like after I catch up on my sleep.
That's a good point. I lost a lot of sleep this weekend too because I'm doing Watch What Happens Live on Wednesday night on
because you save lives.
Bravo. You save lives. Watch What Happens When I Don't Save Lives. And I instead talk to Andy Cohen about reality TV.
Oh shit.
Have you done anything with Andy Cohen before?
No. And he's from St. Louis, and so I'm promoting the St. Louis show, obviously, and they asked me, they're like, so what Bravo shows, you know, in preparation, what Bravo shows do you watch? And I was like, none. Like, I don't. And that's not a slight on Bravo. They have the best entertainment ever. Everyone I know watches everything on that network. And I just have never loved The Housewives because I don't like supporting drunk. I just, it triggers me because it's just a lot of screaming and a lot of drunkenness and like meanness. And even though that's like very compelling, it just doesn't do it for me what, you know, other reality shows do. But I'm wrong because everyone clearly loves that show. So I'm in the wrong. And then I've never watched Below Deck or anything like that, even though those are supposed to be great. I used to watch Millionaire Matchmaker. And then I realized I used to watch Summer House, but I don't watch Summer House anymore because Hannah was kicked off. And then I go, actually, I can watch Summer House because I know a lot about Summer House because I watched it. And so I've been binging Summer House. 13 episodes I stayed up all night on Saturday night because we got done at 12 and then we were leaving at 4:30. So I watched so many episodes, but I'm watching them on 1.5 times speed. And it is wild and it's so entertaining and I love it so much. So I got no sleep doing that. And also I was thinking about the boyfriend thing. This morning I woke up and I was packing at like 5 o'clock in the morning or 6. And I wanted him to sleep in so bad. And I'm just like trying to be super quiet. And he like gets up and I see him kind of like messing with his iPad. Like he like blearily kissed me and I was like, good morning. And then I saw him like kind of toying with his iPad and I was like, what are you doing over there? And he was just like, just gonna watch some, there's a race going on. And he puts on Formula One, and Formula One's always happening like in another part of the world. So it's like always at the like crack of dawn. So he puts on Formula One and he's just like watching it. And I was like, I felt like, I go, this is no slight to you. I feel like I'm babysitting for a little boy who's just like eating Fruit Loops, watching cartoons. Like race cars just going vroom, vroom. And I was like, do you like your vroom vrooms? Oh, does that little car go fast? Look at that car go fast. And I was just like so belittling everything about it. I was like, just know that I just don't understand this. That's why I know it looks stupid to me. You look like because you know, you just kind of like, you know, like little boys like fall asleep in front of cartoons and they don't even know what's going on in the cartoon, but they just like the colors and shapes. Like that's what I felt like.
It calms them. Yeah.
His little boom booms. He likes Formula One and MMA, which I like to call Mama.
Isn't that the baby food I ate the one time?
Yeah, Mum-mums. All right, we got to go. We will have more show for you tomorrow and the rest of the week. I'm going to be on the Today Show tomorrow morning if you want to watch. I think it's going to be on at like 9 Eastern. If you want to check that out, I'll be going to be on with Sarah Silverman, so that will be super fun. And then I'll be on Watch What Happens Live on Wednesday night. With someone, I don't know if I can say who, maybe I'll say it tomorrow, but thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We are in Minneapolis and Madison this weekend. Tickets still on sale, 2 shows in Madison, so more tickets on sale for that. If you go alone, I will give you a free meet and greet. You just have to DM me going alone in all caps, tell me your full name and which show you're going to, and I gotta go because there's another old timey fire alarm going off. Bye guys. Don't be good and
me down the river over there by the mall. I'm tired.
Stop.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.